Reaching the top of the trail ascending the eastern ridge, Alana gulped and looked back down at the camp. It had seemed so large when she was in it, and now it was a tiny thing. The Millennium Falcon at one edge, its surface bathed in light set up by the Alliance guards, gave her a sense of scale. Even at this distance, she could hear occasional roars from the crowd in front of the central stage. She could also hear the faint hum from the nearest shield generator, hundreds of meters away. But the camp was not her concern now. She turned to look over the dark desert. It occurred to her, belatedly, that this close to the uneven overhang, a simple misstep could cause her to fall dozens of meters, to be badly injured or even killed. Well, there was nothing to be done except be careful, if time allowed. Angie walked a few steps away, then, graceless for a Nexu, fell over on the warm sand and began grooming the fur on her side. Alana ignored her, and, as well as she knew how, opened herself to the Force. Here, where there were no people around, perhaps she could feel the man she was looking for. It was sometimes like looking for glow bugs, specific ones. When there were clouds of the things flitting around in front of city lights, it was hard to see any, impossible to pick out a specific bug. But when there were only two or three hovering over a dark pond, it was much easier. She shook her head, trying to get rid of that thought. Grandma Leia had often chided her for thinking when she needed to be feeling. She let her thoughts drift away. She felt Angie nearby, happy and strong and primitive. She let herself stretch beyond the Nexu. She felt many touches of the Force below, in the direction of camp. She ignored them. She felt darkness, almost in a trance. She moved in that direction. It was not far by the standards of a healthy little girl, the equivalent of a few city blocks. And then, ahead, she saw him. At the edge of the overlook, a datapad on the sand before him, macro binoculars beside it. Slowly, she withdrew herself from feeling his presence. She withdrew into herself, making herself a tiny dot in the Force as she had before. And step by step, she approached, silent as Angie. She had to get close if she were to throw herself on his back. She didn't know exactly how that would help, but it was what her vision had shown her. The man set something down on the sand beside him and picked up his datapad, fiddling with it. Alana moved closer, barely daring to breathe. She could see Tennel Kaa on the datapad's small screen, a broadcast from the event going on right now in camp. It came to her then, the thought that was hovering around the dark aura man. She'd been wrong. He was not the fiery man. C-3PO was. She covered her mouth to keep from making a noise that would alert the man. C-3PO was the fiery man. And the little thing the Dark Aura Man had set down beside him was the key to C-3PO's death, to Tennel Kaa's death. Alana took another step forward. Leia reached the top of the sloping trail and checked her comlink again. It gave her a new direction, a new distance, barely 500 meters away. But curiously, she could not feel her granddaughter's presence in the Force. Angie's, yes. Dim ahead, and something else, something dark. Leia sprinted.